Watch, man pulls gun after being assaulted by Antifa in Oregon, police investigating. By Bob Price on March 29, 2021. Oregon State Police are investigating an incident near the state capitol in Salem where a man pulled a gun on Antifa protesters after they appeared to assault him and vandalize his vehicle. Police did not arrest the man who pulled his pistol after being pepper sprayed by Antifa. Video tweeted by self-described Antifa press journalist Melissa Claudia Lewis shows a group of Antifa protesters armed with pepper spray and batons surrounding a man whose truck had just been vandalized. The Antifa protesters appear to have initially fired paintballs at the man's windshield. Gunpick.twitter.com/VATP-ups52. Melissa Claudio Lewis, at Claudio underscore report, March 28, 2021. The man's truck is decorated with red, white, and blue stripes and is flying multiple flags. A Vietnam veteran sign also appears on the side of his truck. As the man exited his truck and moved around the rear, Antifa protesters wearing all black clothing, helmets, and body armor approached him while brandishing pepper spray cans. Some of the Antifa members also brandished long pipes or batons. The man retreated to the driver's side of the vehicle. At the 24-second mark in the video, showers of glass can be seen coming from a right rear window that had just been smashed by Antifa. The window bore a sticker saying "Don't Portland my Oregon." Hearing the smashing of the glass, the man proceeds around the vehicle to assess the damage. At 32 seconds, someone off-camera appears to spray the man with pepper spray. He shakes off the spray and draws a previously concealed pistol. He chambers a round into the pistol and holds it down by his side, telling the Antifa protesters to get back. "Get away from me," the man yells while holding out his non-gun hand. He starts to walk back around the rear of his truck while continuing to point the gun at the ground. At that point, a police officer approaches the scene and tells the man to put down the gun. He complies by placing the handgun safely in the bed of his truck. The officer orders him to the ground. A second video, tweeted by independent media PDX, shows the incident from a different angle. In this video, the repeated sounds of Antifa attacking the truck can be heard. Altercation happens between anti-fascist protesters and a back-the-blue counter-protester. A gun is then pulled on protesters before he is arrested. Hashtag Salem, hashtag Portland, hashtag protest pick.twitter.com/woo0czw6r. Independent Media PDX, at Independent, March 28, 2021. A video tweeted by @ViolaBLM shows police questioning the man after letting him up from the ground. The videographer seems angered that police did not shoot the white man. "If he was black, he'd be dead," she says. Altercation happens between anti-fascist protesters and a back-the-blue counter-protester. A gun is then pulled on protesters before he is arrested. Hashtag Salem, hashtag Portland, hashtag protest pick.twitter.com/woo0czw6r. Independent Media PDX, at Independent, March 28, 2021. The Oregonian reports police did not arrest the man and are investigating the incident. Oregon State Police Captain Tim Fox told the newspaper they are investigating the case. Three other people were arrested and charged during the protest. Charges included disorderly conduct, trespass, and unlawful pointing of a laser. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter @BobPriceTX and Facebook.